Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. We got Dave Anderson back with us. Dave's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of How to Deal with Difficult Customers. Dave, tell us how we can find you and how we can find your books.
You can find us at learntolead.com, which is our website. Just spell it out like it sounds, Learn to Lead. There are hundreds of free articles there and video clips that can help you as well. And all of my books are available there or at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble.
Right. Just check it out. Dave Anderson is the name on the book. Dave, talk to us about how to get our – what's the first step in getting our frontline people trained to make sure that they don't say no problem, that they say thank you? This has been one of my soapboxes, is getting people to say thank you. In my opinion, if a customer says thank you to you before you say thank you to them, you should go – I don't know. I don't know what you should do. You should be ashamed of yourself. What do you think?
Right. Well, you're right. You've got to have some standards. I mean, you train them on other things, and so you've got to have some customer service standards. And you can come up with your own. You can buy a book on it, learn how to do it. But something as simple as that list we talked about of the always and the never, the things you always do and always say, the things you never do and never say, that would go a long way in just getting people out of that area where they're offending customers. And right. Then, you know, you got to get them some help with their people skills. I mean, low service aptitude and poor people skills. People have lousy people skills today, Jim, because they don't talk anymore. They text and they email and they chat and they don't listen. You know, without great people skills, you don't listen. You give short, snappy answers. You're indifferent. There's no warmth.
And so if you've got a if you have a small business, here's the thing that's important to understand, Dave. What you just said is what people who are giving service want. But you haven't said that people receiving service don't want warmth. They don't want to be treated nice. They don't want to be given an experience. Human beings still want that. Even the people who won't give it to you want it when they're the customer.
Well, they sure do.
So if you have the ability to just do something, make sure that your frontline people or any of your folks are trying to deliver to customers with a good experience, You're gonna stand out like a shining light.
Well, you sure will. And you know, so there's some training you can do for them, Jim. And then you got to treat them right. You know, how do you expect employees to treat your customers well if they're not trusted? If they're not treated well? If they're not trusted? Mm-hmm. If they're not trained? You know, if they're not treated with any warmth? It's interesting. One of the studies I ran across was that there's a difference between a highly satisfied and a satisfied employee. Just like there's a difference between a highly satisfied and a satisfied customer. Highly satisfied employees recommend their company. 86% of them will recommend their company. Only 43% of a satisfied employee recommends their company. And so twice the number of employees who really love what they do and feel, you know, engaged at work, and that all comes from the leadership, 86% of them recommend, whereas the employee who's satisfied, you know, it drops in half. And so we're not engaging employees. We can't expect them to engage customers.
Well, you know, I'd like to say something about the difference between a satisfied customer and a highly satisfied customer. A satisfied customer will say, yeah, I do business with those guys. Yeah, I'd go back and do it again. Oh, no, I wouldn't care if they weren't there anymore, though. That's a satisfied customer.
They're indifferent.
A highly satisfied customer will say all the first things. Yes, I do business with them. Yes, I will go back. Oh, no, I couldn't do without those people.
Exactly.
Now, that's the difference, folks. So if you're satisfying customers, they may be doing business with you, but they don't care whether you live or die.
They don't. And if your relationship is based strictly on price, then there's no loyalty exists at
all. And use
the
same thing for employees. I think you can think of the same thing. Oh,
well,
no,
you sure.
If I went somewhere else today, I'd be happy. Or, no, I love this job. This is great. I want to be here with these people.
That's a great example. you know, highly satisfied customers are twice as likely to return as a satisfied customer, and they're three times as likely to recommend. And that really, it just proves again that a satisfied customer, Jim, at the end of the day, they're indifferent.
Yeah,
they don't care. Just like they don't care if you're there anymore.
You could become irrelevant with a click of a mouse.
You can. And I'll tell you one other thing you can look at to improve the customer experience is consistency of your performance.
Yeah.
You know, you can't build a great reputation by doing the right things occasionally. By occasionally treating a customer well, inconsistency kills a brand.
Yeah.
It kills a reputation.
And
you've got to get more consistent.
The beauty of everything we've talked about so far today, Dave, is you can do all this for nothing, no cost.
You sure can.
Hey, Dave, give us the website again one more time.
It's learntolead.com, learntolead.com.
They can find all your books there, too, can't they? And, of course, all of his books are available wherever books are sold. Dave Anderson, thanks for being here, Dave. We'll see you next time.
Jim, always a pleasure. Thanks,
Mel. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.